Father Daniel.
Mi complemento.
I'm his compliment. That means not making him look better, but finishing.
Lo primero que pues que hice al llegar aquí a Monte San Miguel.
The first thing that I did upon coming here to Mount St. Michael.
El padre McKee me llevó al cementerio.
Father McKee brought him to the cemetery.
A visitar la tumba de sus padres.
To visit the grave of my parents.
Fue muy significativo para mí.
It was very significant for him.
Porque apenas la semana pasada falleció mi padre.
Because just the previous week his father had passed away.
El 3 de octubre.
On the 3rd of October.
La víspera de San Francisco de Asís.
On the eve of St. Francis of Assisi. My father passed away the 2nd of October. Falleció mi papá el 2 de octubre. In 2010.
Sus padres y mis padres estuvieron en nuestras ordenaciones.
Our parents were both in the ordination of ourselves to the priesthood.
25 años después.
And 25 years later.
Ya no están con nosotros.
They are no longer with us.
Ruego me disculpen. Ruego que me disculpen.
They ask me to excuse them.
Porque estoy algo sensible todavía.
Because it's, oh, please excuse him because it still hurts.
Quiero hacer un tributo.
I would like to make a tribute.
A todos los papás.
To all the parents.
De los sacerdotes.
Of the priests.
Porque creo que sin ellos.
Because I believe that without them.
No estaríamos aquí.
We would not be here. Of course.
Vamos a empezar con la presentación de un video de Monseñor Carmona.
We are going to begin with a presentation of a video on Bishop Carmona.
Que se realizó con motivo del 25 aniversario de su muerte.
Which was brought about by the 25th anniversary of his death.
Se hizo un homenaje en la ciudad de Acapulco.
They made a tribute in Acapulco.
En el cuadro de un tour de la tradición en el que participaron 500 fieles de todo México.
They made a tour of churches in Mexico in which 500 of the faithful participated.
Espero que lo disfruten.
I hope that you enjoy it.
Y una disculpa por la traducción de
and he begs forgiveness for the translation. Bishop Davila also offered his apologies for not being able to be here because he had other commitments, and so he had to leave for the airport just a short time ago. On the part of traditionalists in Europe and in Mexico,
que empezaron a llamarnos,
who began to call them
de Estados Unidos,
from
Estados Unidos también,
from the U.S.,
queriendo saber qué íbamos a hacer,
wanting to know what they were going to do.
Éramos muy jóvenes.
They were very young.
25 a 30 años.
25 to 30 years. The priests.
Nuestro seminario había sido muy escaso.
In the seminary, there had been very little.
Lo único que nos inspiraba era el ejemplo de Monseñor Carmona.
The only thing that inspired us was the example of Bishop Carmona.
Gracias a Dios salimos adelante, empezamos a construir iglesias.
Thanks be to God, we went forward and began to rebuild the church.
A pesar de los muchos ataques que recibimos.
In spite of the many attacks which we received.
Por falsos hermanos, como les llama San Pablo.
By false brethren, as St. Paul says.
de la fraternidad,
from by the fraternity of Pius X,
especialmente.
In particular.
Al principio nos decían los padres del desierto.
In the beginning, the fathers of the desert said,
porque fuimos formados allí en el desierto de Sonora.
Oh, they were called the fathers of the desert because they were formed in the desert of Sonora, where it's very hot and dry.
Bueno, empezamos a construir iglesias en el norte de Sonora. Vamos a pasar algunas imágenes.
They began to construct churches in the north of Sonora.
Primeramente en Ciudad Juárez, una iglesia dedicada pues a nuestra santa patrona, Nuestra Señora de Guadalupe.
Particularly in Ciudad Juárez, the Church of Our Lady of Guadalupe.
Es aquí abajo.
Which is down below. The Sanctuary of Our Lady of Guadalupe.
La primera iglesia que se construyó en la frontera.
That's the first church which they built on the frontier, on the border.
El altar, que es muy hermoso, fue donado por Monseñor Vivarunas.
The altar, which is very beautiful, was donated by Bishop Vivarunas.
Venimos hasta acá, hasta Spokane. Aquí venimos por él.
And they came all the way here for it.
Ese altar era usado para el tiro a blanco.
The people who had it in storage used it for target practice.
Sí, nosotros lo restauramos y lo embellecimos y lo hicimos más grande.
They restored it and made it and embellished it and made it bigger.
Muy bien. La segunda iglesia que se construyó fue en Hermosillo.
The second church which they constructed was
al Inmaculado Corazón de
María. Of the Immaculate Heart of Mary in Hermosillo, Sonora. It's a very big church. And it stands out above all the churches in the north of Hermosillo.
Y luego en Chihuahua, Chihuahua.
Later in Chihuahua, Chihuahua,
la iglesia a San Miguel Arcángel.
They built the church of St. Michael the Archangel.
Es una iglesia muy grande también y muy hermosa.
It's also a very big and beautiful church.
En Mexicali, una pequeña misión que tenemos, está construyendo esta iglesia todavía.
In Mexicali, or as we would say, Mexicali, in Baja California, they're building a church which is still very humble, of St. Michael the Archangel.
Muy bien, en Tijuana, una pequeña capilla, el Sagrado Corazón de Jesús.
Also in Tijuana, they have a small chapel of the Sacred Heart of Jesus.
Otra más en Hermosillo, Sonora, al sur de Hermosillo, a San Miguel Arcángel.
To the south of Hermosillo City, the Church of St. Michael the Archangel.
Sí, en la ciudad de Hermosillo hay tres iglesias.
They have three churches in the city of Hermosillo.
Inmaculado Corazón de María.
Immaculate Heart of Mary.
San Miguel Arcángel.
St. Michael Archangel.
Y una gran iglesia en el seminario dedicada a los Sagrados Corazones de Jesús y de María.
And a very big church in the seminary, which is called of the Sacred Hearts of Jesus and Mary.
Es una iglesia en San Juan Tetelcingo, en el estado de Guerrero.
In the state of Guerrero, in the south of Mexico, they have a church of Saint Juan, Saint John.
Una de las misiones de Monseñor Carmona.
Which was one of the missions of Bishop Carmona.
De este lado tenemos esta iglesia que es realmente muy hermosa. Hay una imagen dedicada a Nuestra Señora del Rosario del Sacro Monte. Esta imagen es visitada por miles de peregrinos.
They have a church in Jumiltepec in the state of Morelos, Our Lady of Sacromonte. It's an image of Our Lady of the Rosary, which is visited by thousands of pilgrims.
El 2 de febrero.
On the 2nd of February.
Es una iglesia muy vieja.
It's a very old church.
Son iglesias antiguas.
They also have old churches which they take care of.
Atienden los padres de Trento.
The Trent fathers.
En la parte superior está la iglesia de San Mateo Apóstol en Atlatlaucan, Morelos.
In the upper corner is the church of St. Matthew the Apostle in
Atlatlaucan. Bellísima, del siglo XVI.
It's from the 16th century.
Fue también un convento agustino.
It was also an Augustinian convent.
Se ha utilizado esta iglesia incluso para la proyección de algunas películas.
The church was even used in making some movies
y algunos programas turísticos del gobierno.
And some tourist programs of the government.
Muy bien. La iglesia de la Divina Providencia en Acapulco.
The Church of the Divine Providence in Acapulco.
Fue donde estuvo Monseñor Carmona.
Is the church where Bishop Carmona was.
Con ocasión de la consagración de Monseñor Dávila.
But with the on the occasion of the consecration of Bishop Dávila.
Fue restaurada toda la fachada de la iglesia.
All the facade was restored and enlarged.
Hay otras iglesias antiguas que atendemos en Jumiltepec.
There are other ancient churches or in Jumiltepec, Morelos, and Jutziltepec, Guerrero,
y San Juan Tetelcingo.
And St. John Tetelcingo, also in Guerrero.
Es importante mencionar que de 1992 a 1999.
It's important to mention that from 1992 to 1999.
No teníamos obispo.
They had no bishop.
Por lo que Monseñor Pivarunas.
Because Bishop Pivarunas.
Tenía que visitarnos unas dos veces al año.
Had to visit them. So the Bishop Pivarunas had to visit them 12 times a year.
A veces en el norte,
sometimes in the north.
A veces en el sur,
sometimes in the south.
En comunidades y misiones muy pobres.
In various communities and very poor
por eso,
missions.
Estamos muy agradecidos con Monseñor Pivarunas.
And so for that reason they're very grateful to Bishop Pivarunas.
Fueron jornadas muy agobiantes, cansadas para él.
They were journeys that were very exhausting.
Tuve el honor de acompañarlo en la mayoría de estas misiones.
He, Father, had the honor of accompanying him on most of those missionary trips.
Como les platicamos anoche, donde se fundó el seminario era una casa antigua.
As he explained last night, where they founded the seminary, it was an old house.
Teníamos la preocupación de construir un seminario apropiado.
They had the concern to construct an appropriate seminary.
Porque muchos jóvenes que entraban al seminario,
because many of the young men who joined the seminary
no podían resistir las inclemencias del clima y las austeridades que teníamos.
Could not bear the inclement weather and the austerities of that situation.
Temperaturas de hasta 50 grados centígrados.
Temperatures up to 130 degrees Fahrenheit or 50 centigrade in Hermosillo in the desert.
Y no teníamos corriente eléctrica en el
they had no electric current, no
el,
air conditioning.
El agua la sacábamos de un pozo.
They had a well to draw the water.
Entonces se perdían muchas vocaciones.
And so for that reason many vocations were lost.
En 1996,
in 1996,
10 años después de la fundación del seminario,
10 years after the founding of the seminary,
pudimos inaugurar la primera etapa de nuestro seminario.
They could begin the first stage of their seminary.
Allí estuvo para bendecir esta primera etapa Monseñor Pivarunas.
Bishop Pivarunas was there to bless the first stage of their seminary construction.
Después, el año pasado,
afterwards, last year,
pudimos también construir,
they were able to construct also
el seminario menor,
a minor seminary, junior seminary,
en Guadalajara, Jalisco.
In Guadalajara, in Jalisco.
Esto fue después de varios intentos.
This was after various attempts
en Ciudad Juárez,
in Ciudad Juárez,
en Tijuana,
in Tijuana.
Y finalmente en Guadalajara,
and finally in Guadalajara for to establish it.
Actualmente hay 12 seminaristas en el menor.
Right now there's 12 seminarians in the minor seminary
y 6 seminaristas en el mayor.
And 6 seminarians in the major seminary.
El padre Adrián Gutiérrez es rector.
El Father Adrián Gutiérrez, who's here, is the rector of the major seminary.
El padre Oscar Pineda.
And the Father Oscar Pineda is the rector of the minor seminary.
Muy bien. Lo que sigue es realmente emocionante.
It's very touching to relate what follows.
Vamos a ver otro video.
they have to go to another video.
Pero antes voy a narrar brevemente lo que pasó en Cocoyoc, Morelos.
First, he's going to explain what happened in Cocoyoc, Morelos.
Era un domingo del año 2002.
It was on a Sunday of 2002.
Una persona me habló muy alarmada a las 7:30 de la mañana.
Someone called him very upset and very alarmed at 6:30 in the morning.
Diciéndome, padre, se han secuestrado al padre Sixto Machaca.
They have kidnapped Father Sixto Machaca.
Se lo llevaron en una camioneta a hombres armados.
Armed men have taken him off in a truck.
El padre Sixto Machaca se encaminaba a celebrar la misa de 8 de la mañana.
Father Sixto Machaca was on his way to celebrate Mass at 8 in the morning.
Acompañado de un anciano de 80 años.
Accompanied by an old man of 80 years.
Le quitaron su sotana.
They took off his cassock.
Zapatos,
his shoes,
y lo subieron violentamente a la camioneta.
And they put him up in violently, roughly into the truck.
Los fieles, la comunidad no sabía de lo que se trataba.
The faithful of the parish did not know what was going on.
Me dijeron que probablemente lo habían secuestrado.
They said that probably he had been kidnapped.
Era mucha la preocupación.
And they were very worried,
al no saber nada,
not knowing anything
del padre Sixto,
of this Father Sixto.
Haciendo algunas llamadas, pudimos enterarnos,
by making a number of calls, they were able to find out
que había sido la policía federal,
that it had been the federal police,
que se lo había llevado a la cárcel,
which had carried him off to the prison, to the jail,
haciéndole falsas acusaciones,
making false accusations,
para poder arrebatarle el templo,
in order to take away from him the temple, the church.
Una vez que supe que estaba en la cárcel,
once he knew that he was in jail,
quedé tranquilo.
He was
quedé más tranquilo.
He was
menos mal.
Less upset.
En la cárcel está seguro.
Because in the prison he was safe.
Entonces llevamos algunos abogados.
And so they brought several lawyers.
Estaba detenido en una cárcel de alta seguridad.
He was held in a prison of high security.
Donde están los más grandes y peligrosos delincuentes.
Where the greatest and most dangerous criminals are.
En Almoloya.
In Almoloya.
Toluca, Estado de México.
Toluca, in the state of Mexico.
El padre Sixto es muy pacífico.
Father Sixtus is very peaceful.
Lo que hizo esos 3 días en la cárcel,
what he did those 3 days in the prison,
fue predicar a todos los presos,
was to preach to all the prisoners.
Y a muchos de ellos pudo confesar.
And he was able to hear the confessions of many of them.
Gracias a Dios pudimos rescatar la iglesia de Cocoyoc.
Thanks be to God, they were able to rescue the church of Cocoyoc.
Porque se habían llevado a otros ocho parroquianos, ocho feligreses.
They had carried away 8 other parishioners.
Y amenazaban con encarcelar a todo el pueblo, a toda la gente.
They threatened the whole town, all the people, with prison.
Si no entregábamos el templo.
If they would not surrender the temple, the church,
a la jerarquía modernista.
To the modernist hierarchy.
Pero nunca lo hicimos.
But it never happened.
Y pudimos rescatar al padre Sixto.
And they were able to rescue Father Sixto. In San Pablo,
fue en el año 2004.
In 2004,
fue un plan muy bien elaborado.
There was a very well-developed plan
por el gobierno de
by the government of Mexico.
Digamos, en complicidad con los modernistas.
In complicity with the modernists.
Que planearon muy bien.
They planned very well.
¿Cómo quitarnos este templo?
How to take away from them this church.
Fueron alrededor de 2,000 policías.
There were about 2,000 police.
1,400 policías estatales.
1,400 state police.
Antimotines, antidisturbios.
anti-riot police.
Y 600 policías federales.
And 600 federal police.
Un pueblo que tiene 12,000 habitantes.
And this is a town that has 12,000 inhabitants.
Alrededor de 5,000 o 6,000 son tradicionalistas.
Around 5,000 or 6,000 are traditionalists.
Entraban los policías en pelotones de 200.
The police entered in groups of 200.
Marchando.
Marching.
Para impresionar y asustar a la gente.
To impress and frighten the people.